I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on in to Cougar Sports Saturday and Cougar Tracks here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. The BYU football offseason continues to roll on. We're counting down the days to BYU in Arizona. And what's exciting about this year in college football is that the NCAA is allowing transfers to be immediately eligible. One time, they don't get, it's just a one-time waiver, but it's an exciting thing for a handful of transfers joining the BYU football team this year. And one of those guys is Oregon State transfer Caleb Hayes, who joins us now on the program. And Caleb, welcome on into the show.
Thank you, Pinger. I appreciate it.
And first off, welcome to BYU. A little bit about, kind of curious to dive into your path to BYU, but how did you become aware of the Cougars when you hit the transfer portal?
So I already knew about BYU and everything when I was in high school and all that. They were trying to recruit me. However, I went to Oregon State. So now with the connections of I already know Coach Gilford and all that, it was just a no-brainer for me to just, come here because it was already a choice. And I always have been thinking about coming to BYU for the longest. So, I'm just glad, it just came, it just came back another path,
And Coach Gilford, he's got a lot of connections in Southern California, so he was recruiting you in that class of 2017 then.
Yes, sir.
Talking with Caleb Hayes here on KSL News Radio. Let's take it back to your high school career. You were an offensive player. You're going to be playing defense for BYU in the secondary, but in high school, you were a prolific offensive player. How was your high school career? How would you describe that?
Yeah, I was a quarterback for San G, when I was a junior, and I played quarterback all throughout my high school. So, yeah, it was good. It was fun and all that. We won state that year, my last senior year. Or not say this CIF and all that. So, and then coming into college, I was recruited as an athlete, but I knew I was going to be playing corner at Oregon State.
Talking with Caleb Hayes here, the newest BYU commit to the BYU football program here on KSL News Radio. And so you pick Oregon State out of high school. As we discussed, BYU was in the mix. How close was that decision? Was it kind of like a leading up to signing day? How close was it for you in regards to BYU coming out of high school?
It was very close. So I was committed to Oregon State when BYU came. So I was always, I'm always a guy that, you know, if I'm committed, that's just where I'm going to go, and that's where I'm going to be playing that. If anything ever happens, then that's what it is. But, like, you know, I'm always like, okay, like, this was my decision. You know, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to come over here. So, you know, the same situation with BYU. Like, I'm a man of my word. And, you know, I'm coming over here, and I'm going to compete. And I'm going to, like, you know, put my all into it.
You go to Corvallis, stayed true to your commitment, as you mentioned. You go to the Oregon State. I believe Gary Anderson was still there at the time when you signed. Redshirted your first year with Oregon State. What was the experience like in the Pac-12 and up in Corvallis?
So my redshirt year, like, you know, that was a more of a learning experience mentally and physically and all that, and learning the position. Throughout the time being in at Corvallis, learning, like, you know, the position and playing against, like, you know, Pac-12 competitors, like, it was more of a shock because, you know, it's fast. They throw, they run, like, they do it all, and, like, you know, the schemes is always different. So it was great. It was a great experience, and I'm glad that even I'm transferring, like, you know, I still get that experience, and most of our games is Pac-12 based, so I'm kind of comfortable with that matchup. So yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I feel good, and yeah, man.
And you had your kind of breakthrough in terms of playing time in your redshirt freshman season in 2018. And you've always been known as a guy that has got a ton of speed, got great athleticism. What maybe started to click for you as you learned that cornerback position and for in that 2018 season?
So, like you said, like, you know, my athleticism takes me a lot of ways. Thank God. And I guess just me competing, just, like, you know, with a lot of reps and a lot of, like, consecutive, like, you know, time and play, and just getting just comfortable. I feel like every game, every practice, like, I just felt more and more comfortable, and I started to use more of the technical aspect of it instead of my athleticism. Like, you know, my athleticism was going to take me so far, and I feel like, you know, if I'm able to learn and be natural with just being, like, the peer, like a peer corner, it takes me, like, you know, farther than where I am right now. So even till now, like, you know, I'm still learning of it. However, I am very comfortable with corner, but, like, you know, just like I said, like, learning new things is always great for me. So yeah.
With you now committed to BYU, it's public, it's out there in the open. You go in the transfer portal back in January. Was Coach G just right there day one when you hit that portal? What was this experience like?
So going into the transfer portal, like, you know, it's always a scary situation because, like, you never know. Like, there's always, like, this, like, a mental block is, like, you know, like, should I do this, should I do not? Sure. But I'm talking to family and friends and, like, even them coaches, like, you know, like, sometimes you got to put yourself out there. And, you know, God will come and, you know, bring you blessings. So I'm just glad that I knew new Coach G, or Coach Guilford, anyways. And hopefully, like, you know, I prayed and hope, like, you know, they see the potential and to see, like, my work ethic and, like, how I'm very determined to be great in this, like, for this game and just life in general, on and off the field. And, yeah, like, you know, I'm just truly blessed, and I'm just happy that I have this opportunity, man, and I'm excited.
What do you love about the game of football the most?
Everything. I love winning. I love winning with my teammates. I love the competitiveness. I love the aggressiveness. I love, man, like, it's when you in the game, it's just like nothing else matters. You're just in the moment. And it's just you just love that. You love everything about it. Win, lose. Like, I don't like to lose, but, like, you know, even those lose experiences. Like, that's just building character as a man, as a person. And, like, you know, and it just shows, you know. Like, you know, I'm repping something behind my back and my name, my last name and all that. So, you know, I like to make my family proud in every way. And, you know, just it brings out great opportunities in your life. Like, you know, even if, like, you know, things, like, you know, don't go my way, like, you know, football in a way will still always be there. And, you know, it's just, you know, I was born in it, I feel, and, like, dude, I'm gonna keep living through it.
Talk with Caleb Hayes here, you know, you mentioned your family. I wanted to bring that up. You know, has your family had, you know, connections to the game of football? Have you kind of had some influences in your family? Have they played college sports? Any family members play at the collegiate level or professionally?
Good question. I have 14 siblings, and that became that's from my dad's side and all that. I know my older brother played basketball, probably not college level. Probably like, you know, probably actually, yeah, he has, but not like a D1 or like whatever. Still, like, you know, still a great opportunity for him. Yeah. He don't play no more. And I have another brother who lives in Louisiana at the moment. He used to play, but now he stopped. So honestly, I'm probably the only sibling and boy that plays like, you know, at the higher collegiate level right now. My stepdad actually put me into football when I was young. So, yeah, that's how it started.
That's cool. And you know, with the portal, was there other schools that reached out to you, or was kind of BYU the place that you always thought, you know, was that always in the back of your mind? What was some of the other schools that reached out to you?
Yeah, there was many other schools that reached out to me and all that, but, like, it was such a quick no-brainer decision for me to, like, come to a BYU. Like, you know, I already committed, like, in January, and, like, I put my name in the portal in January, you know, and, like, in, like, 2-3 weeks, I'm already, like, I was already, like, you know, fixated and committed to BYU and all that, since me and Coach Guilford talked, like, you know, every week about my decision and all that. And, like, you know, this is really what it is. And I tell you, like, yeah, this is what it is. So there's – and that's the thing. Like, you know, I never knew how much colleges would reach out, like, you know, on social media. Like, you know, I'm not really a big social media guy unless it's, like, it's Instagram. But even so, like, I even post, like, time to time, and it'll be, like, family or something like that. But, yeah, like, I was already fixated on BYU. So all the other colleges, like, I didn't really, like, pay no mind, or I'll tell them, like, yeah, I'm committed, like, even for them not knowing. So I guess that's on me, though.
What's some goals that you have in your BYU career, and maybe just in your football career in general? Is the NFL something you aspire to get to?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I want to go to the league and all of that. I want to be the best football player that I could be. I just want to prove my worth, prove who I could be, and, like, show out, you know, and just have fun with the game. You know, there's I don't really talk a lot with it. I just like to show within my game. So, and, you know, I'm working, like I say, currently, like, right now, like, every day, just to get better and better, like, even better than who I was at Oregon State, to even prove to, you know, everybody, like, I'm going to be that guy one day.
That's awesome. And when do you get to Provo? Where are you at right now? And what's kind of the timeline for when you're on campus and enrolling in classes?
So I'm going to be in Provo around late June, probably that last week. Maybe even sooner, depending on, like, housing situation and all that.
Yeah.
So I know the recruits and everything comes in around, like, July. However, I'm just trying to get situated in June and, you know, get in contact with the coaches and, like, you know, get started, because, you know, I'm eager to work and everything, you know. So, yeah, so, like, early, like, I mean, late June.
It's going to come quick, but I can't imagine it's quicker than your 40. I saw the reported 4.39 40. Is that legit then, Caleb?
Totally legit.
4.39, man, that's impressive. You know, I don't know if you've had the chance to, or if Coach Guilford's talked to you about him, but, you know, Chris Wilcox was a guy that he's going through the NFL draft process right now, and he signed with Guilford and BYU back in 2016, and you know, he was someone that was underrated, but he's got the speed, the size, and now he's turning into an NFL draft prospect. So hopefully you can have that success at BYU, can give you all the success you're looking for, both on and off the field. And Caleb, I know Cougar Nation is excited to see you part of the blue and white, and looking forward to your career starting up this year at BYU this fall.
Yeah, sir, I'm excited as well. I'm ready to get to work. Like, this is what it is. And talk about Christopher Cox, like, you know, that's a great inspiration. Like, you know, I don't know him personally, but just hearing stories about him, because I know he's from where I'm from, over here. So, like, you know, I love to see it, and, you know, I hope for the best for him.
All right, that was Caleb Hayes. So, good stuff there from the newest member of the BYU football team. We'll take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Much more football talk to go here on the show after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.